You're listening to the Building Psychological Strength podcast, Business Edition. My name is April Seifert. Not only am I a doctoral level psychologist, but I've been a successful entrepreneur for a number of years and have learned firsthand that building psychological strength can have a direct impact on your business success. In this Friday edition of the podcast, I'll offer you tools, tips, tricks, and information to help you become stronger, more resilient, and more successful. Let's get to it. I love this quote. Stop asking why they keep doing it and start asking why you keep allowing it. I don't know who said it, but it is brilliant. Let's be honest. We've probably all had that person in our life whose actions just breed resentment. These people overstep. They have no concept of what, quote, asking too much is. They offer no consideration for your situation or your needs. It's all about them. And after a while, it feels impossible not to resent them. The way you interact with that person is probably impacted. You're probably short. You groan sometimes audibly when you see their number pop up on your phone. You want to run the other way. I bet everybody has that person in your life. Now, answer this. What if that person is your client or your customer? What if you have a client or a customer that oversteps? They ask for services or products that are outside of your scoped agreement. Their turnaround time is short, or they expect you to be available at all times for meetings, even if they're last minute. And if you're being honest, you resent them. And you know why you resent them? Because you're human. But let me offer you this. Get a pen. Write this one down. Resentment grows where a boundary needs to be planted. I'll say that again. Resentment grows where a boundary needs to be planted. This episode is the second episode in a three-part series focused on making values-based decisions in your business. Now, if you missed part one last Friday, you'll want to go back and listen to it, because in it, I make the case for getting really clear on your personal and your business values, because these values are what provide a compass to help you navigate through really murky and uncertain times. And setting boundaries with your clients, that's a murky situation if I've ever seen one. And that's why we're diving into it in this episode. So here's the thing. No doubt, your customers and clients are the lifeblood of your business. And serving your customers and clients and adding value to their lives is, in a large way, why they pay you. It's what keeps you afloat in business. But like all good, healthy relationships, there need to be rules of engagement, sort of ways of being or boundaries. How much work do you do and of what kind? What kind of work don't you do? When are you available and with how much notice? And what happens if you need to cancel? What's the process for making changes to an existing agreement? The list could go on and on. The more you can set boundaries and rules of engagement up front with your clients and customers, the healthier your relationships with them will be. Now, before I get into how to set those boundaries, I want to talk just a minute about basically what happens if you don't. And like I said, no one's doubting that your customers and your clients are the lifeblood of your business. If someone isn't paying you, it's a hobby. It's not a business. But that doesn't mean that that payment or that value exchange happens with no structure. In the best case scenario, you feel appreciative of your clients and customers, excited to deliver the product or service they've purchased, excited to make them happy. And when a client oversteps a boundary, typically because you haven't clearly set it or reinforced it, the first problem that you encounter is that you end up feeling resentful. It's just like friends and family members who overstep boundaries. We end up feeling resentful, and it impacts the way that we communicate with that other person and the way we respond to them and the way we treat them. I promise that the experience you give your customers is not the same if you're feeling resentful. You're human. So for the sake of your customer experience, set and reinforce clear boundaries. The second problem you're going to run into if you don't set and reinforce those clear boundaries is bandwidth. If you've got a client who's overstepping boundaries, you'll likely have to take from the bandwidth you've reserved for other clients in order to fulfill the demands of the overstepping client. Not only are you resenting the one client for their behavior, leading to bad customer experience, but you're taking from other clients, leading to bad customer experience. And the third and final problem I'll address, among many, but the last one I'll address here, is that a lack of clear and reinforced boundaries trains your clients and customers that it's perfectly appropriate for them to make the types of demands that are leading you to feel resentful. We train people how they can and should treat us. Your inaction, in this case, is actually action. Now, I hope by now, after going through those three, that I've convinced you that clear and reinforced boundaries with your clients and customers is essential to your business success. So how in the heck do you set them? Remember that short list of values you cultivated to help you navigate uncertain times and decisions? The one that you created after you listened to last Friday's episode? Get that list out. What's on that list? Review it for a second. What boundaries or rules of engagement do you need to have in place in order to operate your business in alignment with those values? I'm going to give you a concrete example. What if one of your business values is a superior end product or a superior service deliverable? You might be inclined to think that this means you should loosen boundaries and bend to the requests and to the whims of your clients. Not if it means you'll be delivering a subpar deliverable to any of your other clients. And you can even lean on that value when you explain to your clients why you can't fulfill their request. You could say something like, "Hey," insert your client name, "it means a lot to me that you trust me and that our relationship is enough to where you can come to me with that request. But in situations like these, here's how I handle things." Then state your boundary or your rules of engagement. "I found that by handling things this way, I can provide the level of service to all of my clients that I'm known for. So in the same way that I'm having you go through this process, I have all of my clients do the same, and it makes sure that no other client's requests will ever overrule the quality that I'm committed to providing you." As I mentioned in part one of this series, your values, they're the overarching ways in which you want to do business. They're the guiding principles. And because of that, they tend to be positive things that rarely a client would suggest you go against. So ultimately, using your values to set and reinforce clear boundaries and rules of engagement with your clients will preserve the relationship you have with them. It'll safeguard you and your capacity to deliver in the way you want to, and it'll keep you sane along the way. It's worth it to spend a couple of hours in the next week thinking about where you might need to set and reinforce clearer boundaries. Remember, resentment grows where a boundary needs to be planted. Thank you so much for joining me for this business edition of the Building Psych Strength podcast. If you're an entrepreneur, current or aspiring, and you're interested in becoming more successful, hit the subscribe button. And if you're really interested in digging deep, visit aprilseifert.com where you can fill out an application to see if Psych Strength Business Success Coaching is right for you. Until next week, be strong, be resilient, and be successful.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% Lean Ground Sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.